Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
As we're moving toward the weekend, we have no sunshine.
None.
We haven't had one for a week.
Yeah,
right?
It's been cloudy since last week, actually.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, it's not typical LA weather at all.
Mm-mm.
And I saw in the paper there are actually people north of us are having hotter weather than
we
do.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. They're saying actually Saturday we might have thunderstorms.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the little rain. Well, I think I saw it for Friday, actually, the rain.
Yeah. No, I think Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, yep.
Yeah. That's when I'm having my party, so whatever. I like rain, so I don't care. I have like an outside patio. Everybody can be outside while the rain is coming down.
Yeah, that sucks. That sounds like an awful party. That sounds like a party I'd definitely bail on.
Why?
I'd be like, hey, sorry, I can't make it. Actually, something came up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't do outside when it's raining.
No, well, you don't have to be outside. I just have like a patio with a cover, but that's for people that want to be outside, but it's mainly inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but are you going to like barbecue outside in the rain?
Well, I'll barbecue, but it's all covered. That's what I'm saying. I mean, my barbecue, it's not like I have to be rained on.
Right.
Everything's covered, which is perfect for me.
Right.
Because when it gets really hot, I don't want the sun on me, you know, so it works out well. But regardless, who cares, man? You're getting together with the family.
You know? You can't control the weather.
Right. You know, it says here that the secret probably for Italians that live healthier and longer is because they have a lot of friends and family and stuff, you know? What's that? Somebody
I have no
here?
Idea.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay, they came to fix the thing on the floor.
I was like,
something's broken, you know? So
he's like looking at me. I'm like, dude, I can't help you.
Yeah, what do you want from me? They need permission to come in. Oh, well, they were supposed to do this an hour ago, but what the hell?
When nothing's ever on time.
Yeah, if
in
they
the
come
elevator.
To fix something, then I'm good, you know. But at any rate, so they're saying it's like it's all in friends and family, you know.
Right.
If you're surrounded by people, it probably helped you live longer. And I think that's probably true, you know.
Yeah, I think
so. I mean, there's societies that are a lot closer than we are mm-hmm. here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. I don't have that many friends, so I probably won't live that long, but I do have a loving family.
I don't have many friends either. But I'm perfectly content being solo dolo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know, I'm fine too. I don't give a shit. You know, I like my freedom, actually.
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes it's like just nice to be by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's also nice to be around people, so yeah. It's like,
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So we'll see.
Oh, well. I was reading something interesting that said, a man, until a man marries, he's not settled down.
I feel like until a man makes a promise to a woman that he is going to marry her, I believe they aren't settled down.
Right.
I feel like even if a man is with someone for years on years, but there hasn't been a promise like this is going to be forever, he's still technically single in a man's mind.
Right. But it's also, I think, in the settle down, it means like not running around looking for women all the time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And like I feel like people that are in relationships are still looking for women.
Yeah.
No one's ever satisfied.
Oh, in relationships. Yeah.
No one's ever satisfied.
But, you know, I mean, if marriage works out the way it's supposed to, then you don't.
Yeah.
You know? You kind of like stick around and the man is like, okay, I have a woman now I can do other things.
Right.
You know, because we're constantly preoccupied with females and how do we get to them into their pants.
I know. Yeah.
That's sad, but what are you going to do, you know?
It's really not that difficult.
No, well, we do it all the time.
Pop a couple of jokes, act like you could potentially be a gentleman, fucker, and never call her again. That's pretty much how easy it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to test that this weekend. See if it works. You know?
Oh, man, I got no hope.
No hope. Huh?
None.
Well, no, that's not true. Hope is always there. You can always have hope.
Mm.
You know, no, it'll happen. Listen, it sometimes happens like when you least expect it, then it happens like in a second. And right. Suddenly somebody's in your life.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my God, what do I do with this person?
Right.
I don't even know how to handle it. I've never felt that way.
No, huh?
No.
Well,
I've never ever been around someone where I was like, my life will be over if he's gone. Like, I've never like spent time with someone and been like, if we stop talking tomorrow, I'm going to be really, really. Most of the time when I'm upset because I feel like you wasted my time.
Yeah.
I'm not upset because I'm never going to see you again.
Right. So maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the way you view relationships.
Yeah, probably.
I think so, because otherwise you would, because it's not about not wanting to live with, like being devastated without that person.
I feel like it's somehow...
It's more like you want to be with them.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Of course. Anyone that I'm spending time with, I want to be with because I'm choosing to spend time with you. But I'm saying I've never spent time with someone where I took a second to think, okay, if he decides this isn't working for him,
right,
I'm going to be so devastated that this isn't the man for me.
Right.
I've never felt that about anybody.
Yeah, I think I felt that way when I was very young because I was insecure. You know, I was here on my own.
Right.
I was in a relationship. I mean, this chick that I was with, and I was 17, she was 16, was cheating on me openly.
But I mean...
And I begged her. I'm like, I can't fucking believe it. At 17, I'm like fucking begging this, you know, this girlfriend not to fuck around on me. But it's because I didn't have any family.
But your early relationships pretty much set the tone for the rest of your relationships.
I know. You tell me about it.
Yeah, you don't really realize that till you're older.
I know it.
Like, I think about the guy I lost my virginity to, and he set the tone for the rest of my relationships. And I think, really, in the bigger picture, he's the reason why none of my shit works out and why I have zero, like, actual real emotions. Because that whole relationship, I was 14 when I lost my virginity. Mm. And when I lost my virginity, I was taught that when you sleep with a dude, that's your husband.
Right.
So at 14, I'm really thinking this is my husband.
And you get like connected to it. And,
yeah. Okay. And first of all, you lost your virginity. You're attached, period. You know?
Right.
So I'm thinking like, this is my husband. And we're 14. He's 16.
Uh-huh.
He now has lost his virginity and knows what vagina feels like.
Right.
Now he's going to go around the whole skippity town. Trying to get new vagina because he's a horny little boy now. But I don't understand that concept.
Right.
So now all I view men as is these like cheating, lying pieces of shit. But it's because I jumped into a relationship when I was fucking 14, which wasn't a relationship at all.
Right.
But I didn't know. And I can't talk to my parents about it because my parents would flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
So
I know.
And plus he made a bet that he would fuck a black chick by the end of the summer and won $200. He denies it.
And
I don't believe him.
Pawn, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God, man. What the fuck's wrong?
My brother beat his ass.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. He pretended he wanted to play one-on-one basketball with him at the playground and then beat him up.
Really?
I was like, but Marquise, I love him. Stop it. You're ruining high school for me.
That's funny.
But if you think about all the relationships you've been in, parts of them have really shaped all the rest of your relationships.
No, that's true. That's absolutely true.
So you've been insecure since you were 17?
Probably.
Facts.
But I'm not like that now. Like, for example...
You're still insecure, Sam.
No, but in different ways. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But that relationship shaped
what
you.
What I'm saying is, like, if I'm in a relationship and she leaves, I'm not, like, devastated.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Maybe because I'm not as invested in it as I used to be.
But wouldn't you be more invested now? Like, don't you think now would be the time to be
if you
more
met
invested?
Somebody, if you met somebody that you really wanted to be invested in.
Yeah, I guess.
But if it's just like, you know, people that are, hey, you know, then you don't know. You don't know, you know what I mean?
So for you, are you trying to go for someone younger? Or you want someone your age?
No, I'm not being unrealistic. I'd like younger, but I'm not going to go too young.
But how young do you think?
If I'm 59, I'm thinking like 45, 46 and up.
Okay, that's not bad, though.
Yeah, it's about 10 years or so.
Yeah, yeah, you know, a little over 10.
Yeah, which is still, it's still a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But think about it, there's like 49-year-olds.
49, 50s.
There's like 50-year-olds dating 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you guys even fucking talk about?
No,
seriously.
Because they're just fucking, you know? I mean, that's all it is.
But they settle down with these 20-year-olds.
Yeah, but it doesn't last, you know?
And I'm like,
maybe
what?
Sometimes.
What are you guys talking about?
But listen, it's not true, though, because, I mean, I should be the one talking, you know? I mean, I can sit with anybody and talk, you know?
I understand, but it's,
but it is a different generation.
Yeah, I'm saying
22 is different. Maybe 30, 35, you can still communicate with them.
Yeah, but I'm saying you and me could go into a room and we could talk to anybody. Right. Facts. Right. Doesn't matter. It could be I could talk to a 90-year-old for 2 hours right now. Could I talk to a 90-year-old every single day when I'm in a relationship? Probably fucking not. Dude.
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So anytime I see like a 50-year-old with like a 22-year-old, I'm like, day in and day out, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, but 22-year-old is still young. I mean, when you're 30, a 22-year-old seems young to you.
Yeah, you know? I would never date a 22-year-old man.
Yeah.
And I'm about to be 31.
Yeah.
I'm looking at older men.
Right. No, I'm saying if you're a man and you're 30, you look at a woman that's 22, you go, she's still immature. You know?
I don't think
I can talk to her.
Yeah, yeah, but they'll fuck.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is 50 and 22 is not okay, but 50 and 35 works.
Yeah, yeah. It can work. Yeah, you know? I feel like once you get to 30, you're an adult.
Yeah, kind of.
20s, not so much. Even in the late 20s, I still feel like you're still kind of immature.
Right, but it's still like a 20 years difference is pretty big.
Yeah, the guy that I just had sex with is 16 years older than me.
Yeah,
I think that's a lot. That's almost two decades.
Right,
really.
It just to me, someone in their 40s don't seem old, but to you, from where you're sitting, it's 15, 16 years older than you.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Yeah,
that's to me, it's almost two decades. Like you've almost lived almost two decades longer than I have.
Exactly.
Like that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
But I feel like I could have conversation with them because I feel like I connect better with an old soul, but that's just me personally because I feel like old at heart.
Right.
I couldn't date someone 16 years younger than me.
Right, right. But, you know, I mean, as far as like physical and sex, the age doesn't really matter. It matters when you start dealing with a personality, you know, when you have to live with a person.
And you can tell.
It's not just sex, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I feel like a 50-year-old man would be able to tell that he was dating a 20-year-old when, like, the important stuff that she's talking about is, like, selfies and shopping.
Right. No, I mean, people have tried it, and people complain. Yeah, like, you know, I mean, I know somebody who was, like, a sugar daddy and stuff, and, you know, I mean, it was just sex, you know? I mean, everything
but
else.
But he's paying for it. That's, like, that doesn't even count. That's, like, an arrangement.
Okay, well, whatever it is, you know? I mean,
because those girls aren't like, oh, my God, I love him. There's people that are in relationships where they think that they like, love this person. I'm like, you don't!
But
what are you guys even fucking talking about?
But maybe they do. I mean, you know, age only matters when you start looking at it. But if you meet someone, listen, I remember meeting someone who must have been 28 or something at the Improv one time, and we started talking and there was almost something there. I just fucked up somewhere along the way, you know, because I felt that she didn't call back or text back soon enough, so I just cut off. And then she texted me a couple days later and she's like, well, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know, it seemed like you disappeared and not interested, so I just moved on. And she's like, moved on? She says, I hate when people say that, you know. So
see, that's your insecurity getting to
it
you.
Is
like
it
you
is.
Get
I know.
You get far and don't get me wrong, I'm the same way.
Yeah,
like
no,
look
no.
at me, the past couple of days
listen,
I've been asking every single guy on the planet, what does it mean when a guy does this?
Yeah,
because it's almost like our egos are getting in the way of us being like, just fucking chill out.
Right,
let go with the flow.
Right, or don't make me like wait and stick around if you're not serious or if you're gonna.
But nobody's serious in the beginning, Sam.
Right.
Not a single fucking human being meets someone on the first night and is taking it seriously.
Why?
It's just how it is.
A couple times on the phone, you know, but
oh my God, that means nothing.
Or actually texted. We hardly even talked, you know, we just texted. But no, I was just saying, you know, and she said something about the age difference. She says it's too bad because I really thought something would come out of it despite the age difference and everything, because we talked for a while, you know.
Right.
It seemed like cool, but it never materialized and it was my fault.
Yeah, because you got in your own head.
Right. And I got irritated that she wasn't texting right away or something.
Yeah, you need to be patient. But and you are a reflection of me. I'm the same way. I feel like shit should be on my time. Right. And it doesn't work like that. Not in relationships, especially new ones. Like for me, I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
I guess because I always text right away, you know, so maybe other people don't, you know.
Don't text right away.
No.
No.
No. When people do, why?
I don't know why I'm telling you that, because I text right away, too. Yeah. As soon as someone texts me, I'm like, what up? Like,
but
instantly.
Maybe some people, that's their habit not to respond right away. It's not only to you. So you need to maybe be a little more patient.
You know what I've realized? Mm. And this is only because I have so many guy friends and so many female friends that are really, really good looking, that it doesn't matter. Okay, for instance, I have this guy friend who's really good looking, could get any chick he wants, okay? Right. Except for me. Never happening, because I see how he works and he's trash. But if he walks into a room, at least 5 to 6 females are like praying that he approaches them, okay? He's the most insecure human being I have ever met in person. So all these people that you think and you idolize and you're like, oh my God, I wish I had what they had. I wish, like, for instance, the guy I just hooked up with, like, let's just say you're like, oh, it must be so easy to have this career and get all these women. You have no idea what these people are going through on the inside.
Right.
You know, you could walk into a room and get any female you want. Doesn't change how you feel about yourself.
Right.
And I'm starting to learn that. That's why I'm like, okay, maybe people aren't as, you know, I get in my head like maybe I wasn't good enough. And it's like, fuck that, because I am good enough. You have to know, first of all, you got to believe it, first of all, that you are good enough for whoever you're talking to, even if they take a little too long to text you back, because you don't know what they're thinking on their inside. Like, why is this guy so into me all the time?
Right. Yeah.
Like, this girl I know, she's like drop dead gorgeous, Sam, like stunning, and she's literally convinced herself that she's not good enough for anybody, and she can get anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't. Right. I'm
it's
so
all
confused.
On the inside, I'm telling you. And conversely, you know, you have people that are not very attractive, and they always have somebody.
Yeah.
Because they talk, they open their mouth.
Yeah, but
they're
secure within themselves,
right?
Because they realize, okay, my looks aren't the best, but I'm working with this personality.
Right.
Because a lot of chicks go for personality, not looks.
Right. Right. I mean, looks is only the beginning, really.
Yeah. Like, if I went to guys. If I had like a crush. And I was like, I want him. I'm going to have him. And I met him and he had no personality. My feelings have changed. I no longer want you.
Exactly.
I don't want to do, I don't want to touch you. So a lot of people realize what their strengths and their weaknesses. Okay, I'm not the best looking motherfucker on the planet, but I can make this chick laugh all night long.
Right. Yeah. And I don't mind starting a conversation with her and taking a chance she'll reject me or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they've probably had tons of rejection.
Yeah.
And then the girls that don't reject him probably get treated like queens, because he knows what it's like to be fucking rejected and treated like shit.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wish I could just find like an average looking funny guy.
Average.
Mm-hmm.
What's an average guy? Oh, just like
an average looking guy. Yeah. No, I mean, I hope he has a good career. Like, I hope he has money and stuff. But
well, he better. If he doesn't look great, he might as well have some other things to offer you.
True. I just feel at this point, it's like I'm 31. If I get pregnant by any chance at all, you better have your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, you better have your shit together.
Yeah, it's not just about looks.
And you know what's crazy is, this girl I know is pregnant now, and the guy she got pregnant with is, like, basically giving her shit about her being pregnant. And it always fucking cracks me up.
I think something's making noise there. Is anything touching your microphone there at all?
No.
Nothing?
No. What I don't even hear anything. Oh, I hear that.
Oh, what's that? It's touching something. Something's touching the microphone. Is it mine?
I don't know. I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, maybe it was mine.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought the thing was like rubbing on the microphone. Anyway.
So anyway, he's like giving her shit about how she's pregnant and how he doesn't want to have any kids. And it's almost comical to me, because when you have unprotected sex, it's a two-way decision. The female's not putting a gun to your head. 99.9% of the time, it's the guy's decision to go unprotected. You chose to come inside her.
Uh-huh.
Now she's pregnant. Now you mad.
Right.
That's what doesn't make any sense to me.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, you made the decision. She didn't. You did.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like when a woman doesn't take her birth control and doesn't tell you about it. That's her decision, you know? That's on her.
I mean, that's fucked up, though.
Yeah.
That's entrapment.
Yeah.
That's not
cool.
Well,
I know people that have done that, you know?
That's crazy. Can you imagine, like, yes, I'm on the pill.
Yeah.
And you're not?
She wants your sperm, and that's it. Fuck it, man. And then you're going to tie me down for the rest of my life, you know?
And he's going to hate you.
Yeah.
And he's going to have resentment. Like, you put me in this position. That's not cool. I don't think it's cool for anyone to trap another. Like, this girl was... We had this girl on the podcast on Tuesday, and she was saying that her ex in the middle of sex would take off his condom and she wouldn't notice.
Really?
And like bust inside of her. Because wow. And then he would text her like 2 weeks later and say, did you get pregnant? Are you pregnant yet? I'm like, first of all, girl, how do you not know that he took? Unless, like, I mean, if you're fucked up, I guess yeah, I probably guess wouldn't notice it. Either. Like, if I'm
if
in the.
If you didn't suspect it or anything.
Right. Yeah, and yeah. If you started with the condom, you're probably not paying attention to his dick the rest of the time. You're yeah. like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
But you didn't feel like the cum coming out of your vagina?
Right, right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone's so dumb to me. Like, sometimes I listen to people talk and I'm like, are you dumb?
Right. People are dumb. Many of them are.
Are you stupid?
You can tell by the way they fucking drive on the streets, man.
No, you know who's dumb? Man. Bicyclists.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of the road. They literally drive in the regular lane.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing?
And they allow them to.
Yeah.
On top of all this.
And then we all have to go 5 miles per hour while they're like bicycling down. Get on the fucking sidewalk.
Right, right. But they don't.
No.
Do you see, like, if you look on the markings of that street, for example, one lane says bikes can take the whole lane. I mean, what the fuck is that? You know? So, yeah. And pedestrians, too. They never look. And it's on you, and they just jump out of the sidewalk. And
yep.
Many times it happens to me, like when it's dark and somebody just appears
yeah,
out of
yeah,
nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Don't you value your life? I mean,
nope,
when I cross
sure
the street, I don't cross until I look at the guy in the eye.
Right.
The driver, knowing that he's seen
same,
me.
Same. Same. Right? Same, because I ain't going out, can't hit by a car. That's not my dream.
Yeah. So you can't trust other people. And the same with riding a bike. I mean, I want to ride a bike in bike lanes, but I'm afraid that
yeah.
people will just veer off the road and hit me.
But it all takes is 1 second, and a bicycle ain't going to save you.
And a little twitch, you know? I mean, if you just text or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't. That's why I don't ride bikes in the city.
Yeah.
And thus I don't ride bike at all.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. Like the other day I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I just had to switch lanes and go around them because I was like, I'm not sitting behind you for 45 minutes while you try to bike up this highway.
Exactly. And they go uphill.
Yeah. Like, come on. Are you joking?
Yeah.
There was a dude riding a bike on Laurel Canyon the other day.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay,
they do that.
Proud of you for trying to get your cardio in, but get the fuck out of the way.
Exactly. What the fuck? Everybody has to, like, I know. And they get, like, so, they get defensive and shit.
Yeah. You know? And they're looking at you like, you piece of shit. And I'm looking at you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, get the fuck off. I don't care. You're, like, working out. Or
yeah. Like, whatever, nobody cares. You know? Literally nobody.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, some things in this town are totally unexplainable. You don't know mm-hmm. what the fuck they're doing and why they're doing it.
Right.
Know? I mean, they've done some things in California lately. I can't even believe. What was it that I was reading? I can't remember now, but it was something ridiculous, you know. So I'm like, enough of that already. So you heard we talked about the baby, the royal baby being born.
Yep.
And he got a name now.
Yeah, it's like Sussex.
Archie.
Oh.
No, Sussex is where they come from. Like, for example, he's a Dutch and she's the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh,
which
oh, oh.
He's the Duke.
Archie is so, like, blah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's so blah? Oh, did they show the picture?
No, there's no picture. There's
oh,
one.
You mean the name?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm like, I thought you were going to tell me something, like, amazing right now.
No.
Archie's, like, the main character of Riverdale.
His name, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. None of it includes Markle there, that's for sure.
No.
Four fucking names.
No.
No Markle. But did you see the picture with her and her mom and looking at the baby?
No, I saw a picture of him and her and the baby.
Yeah. I've never seen her mom before. But it's weird. I mean, it's not weird, but it's nice to see a black woman with all this white royalty.
Yeah, I love it.
You know?
Yeah, just at the wedding, everyone was like, whoa.
Yeah. I know.
I like how he was like, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I'm marrying this black woman.
Exactly.
And I love her, and she's having my kids.
Right.
Good for him.
I wonder how dark the kid's going to be.
It looks light. Because she's mixed. She's half
mixed,
white. Yeah.
He's very white.
Like my sister's kid, it looks white.
Yeah.
So he'll probably be light skin, but with like black features. Like probably have curly hair. Like a nose like mine.
You think?
But like light skin, like a white guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be interesting. I mean, I'd be really, wow.
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
My daughter just sent me a picture. Nah, I don't want to talk about it.
Of what? Sounds,
well, I don't know. I'll tell you about it after the show. I know now you're curious.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? I tell you my bullshit.
She's complaining about her brother. That's all. I didn't think I'd ever have to listen to that again, but whatever.
I mean, yeah, I'll siblings will be siblings, and yeah, they're always going to bicker.
I know. But this is a good time to distract me, right? When I'm on the fucking air.
Yeah.
Send me some shit that totally distracts me. I'm so easily distracted, you know. But going back to Meghan Markle, yeah, I realized that only seen her father, and he's white. Mm-hmm. So obviously her mom is the black one.
Yep.
And I've never seen her before.
She was at the wedding.
So, yeah, but I didn't watch the wedding.
Nobody did, but there were so many pictures. Actually, a lot of people watched that wedding. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People do.
People are so, like, engulfed in, like, celebrity life, huh?
Yeah, it is. And that's why celebrities in America are, like, our royalty. You know, it's like we need some people that we look up to, that we model after, shit like that.
But most
that,
of them are know. Fucked up.
They are. But, you know.
Most of them are fucked up.
But why people admire all these celebrities so much, for crying out loud, you know?
I mean, you could say the same thing to me. Like, why do I want to fuck all my celebrity crushes?
Right.
It's because I found you cute and I want to sleep with you. But not, I don't
not
like...
because they're famous?
No, I don't care about... If that was the case, I'd be like literally on every blog blabbing about who I had sex with. Yeah. There's a lot of girls that do that.
Yeah.
There's this girl. Her name is... fuck. She sleeps with like all the rappers and she like literally hits the, at this point, I don't see how she has anyone left to fuck her because this is her MO. This is what she does. Selena Powell. That's her name.
Really?
She fucks like every rapper in the industry and then just blogs and about every detail.
And they'll fuck her anyway?
She'll post their DMs, everything. I'm like, yo, how does anyone still fuck you?
Yeah.
How does anyone trust you?
I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you men lose their fucking logic when there's a naked
pussy.
Woman.
Yeah. I don't even think men are thinking clearly when it comes to...
No, because all the blood goes from the head on the top to the head in the bottom.
And I don't think anyone uses protection, Sam. I really don't.
Yeah.
I really think everyone's out here just like fucking people raw.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Well, I think about it. When I went to Chicago, I never once used a condom.
Yeah.
With a complete and utter stranger.
You took a big fucking chance, man.
Yeah.
It's like Russian roulette. You got to be careful.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You never know when the bullet's going to come.
Not a single time did I use a condom out there. We didn't even have a conversation about condoms.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I don't trust him. What? That's not even like me.
That's why your sister got pissed.
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
She was right.
I held my ground the other night, though, because he did not want to use them at all. Really? It was like a 20-minute conversation.
Oh.
I'm like, nope, not succumbing this time. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think men respect women that are okay with that on the first night.
I don't think so. But...
Because just like I'm looking at the dude, like how many women have you done this with? Any man that sleeps with a woman on the first night unprotected, he's got to be looking at you sideways.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know what? The thing is, I think maybe that's more with younger people because when you get older, you are more responsible. Like my friend, for example, he just met this woman. So even before they have sex, they did like STD test to make sure that they can actually have sex without protection, you know, and to me that makes more
nobody
sense.
Does that.
Oh, they do a lot of people.
I don't in this generation.
Wouldn't you do it if you, I mean, wouldn't that be the right thing to do if you wanted to get into a relationship?
I agree. I do believe that people should do that, but I'm saying people don't.
Right, because they don't intend on staying with you.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, I'm fucking you for the night.
Yeah.
I don't have to go get this test.
But they're saying STD rates are up because of it, I think. Right?
Up? Yeah, STDs are through the fucking roof.
Right. That's
there was an outbreak at Coachella of herpes.
Really?
Do you know how many... dicks must have been sucked and effed for there to be an outbreak of herpes.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. A festival. Yeah. There was like a warning for weekend two. Hey, there's an outbreak. Everyone be safe.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, people are fucked up, man. I mean, it's like you're taking such a big, you know, I mean, in the scheme of things, when you think about it, you spend a couple hours
with having somebody, fun and everything,
and then your whole fucking life is fucked up now.
Yes. For one moment of fun. And exactly. I was thinking to myself, like, the other day, I goes, let's say I was an idiot and I slept with him unprotected.
Right.
Imagine how shitty I would feel right now that he's hit me with the, hey, I'm going out of town and I just met someone text. Right. Imagine if I slept with him unprotected and I got that.
Right.
How
right.
fucking terrible I would feel. Now I don't give a fuck because I'm like, yeah. Okay, see ya. See you when I see ya. Because
yeah.
I protected myself. But imagine if I gave him, because I feel like for me, when you sleep with a man unprotected, you're literally giving him all of you.
Yeah.
Like you're giving him literally access to all of you.
True.
Like that's just like, hey, here I am. You can have me.
Right.
That's crazy. I was mad at myself when I did that with the guy in Chicago. Yeah. I was like, I'm not making that same mistake.
Yeah, don't do it again.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, fuck him. If he can't get hard, he can't get hard, right? That's his problem.
Who can? Oh, it because of the condom?
Yeah. I mean, that's the main reason why guys don't want it, you know, although this is also the sensation and shit. But
yeah, but, I don't know the difference, but every single guy complains about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
because it's like, look, when you try to put on something that tight on your dick, it's going to go soft because it's not a fun thing to do, you know. And I don't know, man, unless you, that's what I hear from a lot of people.
Mm.
And also, let's say once you put it on, you don't have a lot of sensation maybe. So you lose it. I don't know. But to me, I would lose it. That's why I haven't used condom that many times because I always made sure I'm having, like, you know, clean
safe sex.
Exactly.
Well, the thing is like, if someone, like, pulled out an STD test, what if that was a month ago, right?
No, that's
like,
true.
Like, come but on. How many women have you slept with in that past month?
You do one exclusively for this relationship.
Mm.
And you both do it, you know? But at least be sure. I mean, these things are expensive if you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
No, but actually my friend told me, he said, if there's no cause to do the tests, like if you don't have symptoms, then it costs you $500.
Wait, what do you mean?
The test. Like, for example, the insurance will cover it if you go, hey, I have symptoms of STD. But if you just go there to test without having anything, you know, without a reason to have anything, then you end up spending a lot of money for it.
Because
it's almost like a luxury. It's not.
Well, that's why women are only allowed to check themselves once a year, like
probably,
a yearly pap.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's like the rates for it are through the roof.
Yeah.
So you get to have your yearly pap once a year.
Right.
Which, I mean, makes sense. Like, you get checked for, like, cervical cancer, like, right. All HPV. You get the pap smear. But, like, if you just have a... If you have sex with someone and you're like, I want to go get tested.
Right.
I just want the pap smear.
Right.
You're getting charged for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
And a lot of people don't like to go to the doctors to begin with. A lot of people would rather die not knowing.
Right.
That's just a lot of people's mentality. Everyone's fucking scared. Well, don't do shit that's going to put you in a scary situation. Hello. But at this point, I was thinking about it. I was like, if a girl sucks a dude's wiener.
Right.
You might as well fuck him raw.
Right.
Facts.
Yeah.
Because whatever he has is already in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, if he, let's say he uses a condom the whole time but finishes in your mouth, you might as well have fucked him raw. Sucking dick is worse than having sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah. But, I mean, to put someone in your mouth takes a pretty big, it's a leap, you know?
I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, I know, but come on.
At the beginning, I don't want to do that at the end, though.
Yeah.
I think at the end, it's like, sorry, bud.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of things involved here, but...
let me ask you a question, right? Is,
I guess I would do it to not think it twice about...
What, having
know,
with
sex? A woman.
What,
like
head?
Oral, yeah, give her oral sex.
I can't remember the last time I got... I haven't had someone go down on me in almost 10 years.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I've just never had a good experience, so I'm just like, I'm...
So
don't.
You tell them don't?
Mm-mm, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Never had a good... It's like every single guy has never known what they were doing. And I'm like, what is this? You're wasting both of our times.
So that's the problem.
And now I don't like you.
Right. But you know what? If someone told me that, I'd be out of there, man.
What do you mean?
I mean, I have to have it, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, I have to be able to eat her. If she tells me no, Fuck it.
What do you mean? You just leave?
No.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't. I mean,
in
yeah.
my mind.
But you absolutely would never leave. Are you kidding me?
In my
me?
Mind. No, I mean, but I would kind of like, it would ruin it for me. To me, that's like the most important part.
See, maybe. I don't know. I've just never, like, yeah. It's just like
look,
never,
just
like,
a
thing.
Some chicks prefer to give a head. Some guys are like that, too, you know?
I know. Yeah. There are some chicks that love giving oral sex. I don't know why. Yeah. I'm yeah. like, what the fuck? Yeah. I mean, I do it because I
so
have to.
So you do
to.
It more for the guy.
Yeah. You I don't see, do it for me.
That's why you don't understand, because I do it for me when I eat a woman, you know? I do it for me.
Yeah, it's been at least 6 years.
Wow.
Minimum.
Yeah.
If not more than that.
Well, then you better find someone maybe that you're in love with, and then it'll mean something to you. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, right?
But they need to know what they're doing.
Yeah, but it's not my fault that I'm scarred for life and every dude had no fucking clue what they were doing. I was like,
right. Like
saying the ABCs down there. It doesn't work, dude.
Right. If you have like facial hair, you scratch the whole fucking area, you know?
No, facial hair is bomb.
Even if it's like a day or two old? It would like burn. It would like give you like rashes and shit if he rubs
a
it
against your. A guy's facial hair?
Yeah.
No, if feels he rubs really
it
good.
Your, yeah.
Feels really good. I love facial hair. Have really? Facial hair.
Really?
If anything, have facial hair. Yeah.
Wow. And it doesn't matter how short it is, where it
nope.
would be like.
Nope.
Prickly
and when
and stuff
facial
like
hair
that.
Touches your like thighs and stuff, woo, honey. Yeah. Have facial hair.
All right. Then there you go, guys. You see? Have tattoos and facial hair. And you find a place to her heart.
Wait, let me ask you a question, though. So let's say you're hooking up with a girl, right?
Right.
And you guys go for like, I don't know, let's say an hour. No, 40 minutes. You're like okay. 40 minutes, whatever. And then you just like stop randomly. And you're like, I'm tired or something. Whatever excuse that you came up with.
Right.
And then you immediately, and you don't ask her to like suck you off, finish you off, nothing. But you immediately go to the bathroom and flush the condom.
Yeah.
Does that mean that he came?
Oh.
And he's trying to act like he didn't?
Why would that happen?
What do you mean?
If once you come, it's like it goes soft, usually.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean no?
I've never had a dude who came and his dick was soft immediately after.
Not immediately, but a few minutes, you know.
Yeah, a few minutes, but I'm
so
saying.
So you're talking right.
Right after, away. Right after. Like immediately straight to the bathroom.
No, I mean, why would he want to keep it on him? But I wouldn't go to the bathroom to do it. I mean, if I just wanted to take it off and I hadn't come in it.
No, I'm saying, don't you think if he went straight to the bathroom and flushed it, he came inside of
well, it? Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he probably did. Yeah.
Guys are so fucking complicated, man. Like, everything is like, just say that you did then. You know what I mean?
I don't know who you fucking, but these guys don't communicate a lot, apparently.
Oh,
they don't
man.
Communicate a lot. They need to, like, let you know what's going on.
No, that wasn't me. That didn't happen to me.
Oh, okay. But it happens to you.
No, that happens to my friend, and I was like giving her advice. I'm like, you sound like an idiot. What happened there is he came and was too embarrassed to tell you that he came.
Yeah.
Or he knew that you wanted to keep going and knew he couldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like if a guy was too tired
right.
after fucking for 40 minutes or 45 minutes,
right,
he
right.
would still want you to shove his dick down your throat.
Maybe. Yeah, or maybe you just want to continue after a few minutes.
Yeah, but to get... to leave your vagina and go straight to the bathroom and to throw it in the toilet and flush it, he probably came.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
But what's the big deal about it?
It's not. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, guys think it's a big deal. He should have just been like, listen, I'm done. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I'm done.
You don't know how he feels about condoms. Though, you know? I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, if he came inside the condom didn't really do much. I mean, the condom didn't really prevent anything.
Why?
What do you mean?
Well, it prevented you from being pregnant from the girl.
But I'm saying it obviously didn't make sex feel bad for him.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably not. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know.
Let's stop talking about fucking all the time. And then the following day, the guests are saying.
They loved it.
We listened to you yesterday and it was like very raunchy.
Yeah, they didn't give a shit. You need to stop caring what people think, number
no,
one.
No, I don't, but I'm just
they
saying.
They loved it. When we went out in here and you were waiting to take pictures, they were like, yesterday's episode was so great. They felt like,
I guess, I don't know, what the hell.
It's probably because they were older and you thought, because they're older, they feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But I guess it was guys. Guys always enjoy the shit, you know.
It doesn't matter how old you are. But yeah, continue on. Let's out.
Yeah. But then tomorrow I'm thinking after the show, I mean, this weather makes you not want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking if it's a sunny day, I want to go somewhere like to a lake, to Lake Arrowhead
Right,
be in nature a little bit. And maybe I'll still do that even if it's cloudy. But I want to get out of town a little bit, you know?
This weekend.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow. How?
No, just spend the day tomorrow with a friend or friends or something.
Going?
Yeah.
I mean, but where do you want
to
go?
Arrowhead. Lake Arrowhead.
Where is that?
2 hours from now. Have you ever been to Big Bear?
No.
Okay, well, you should. I mean, it's like in the winter, it's ski resorts, but now it's just fun to be there. Lakes, you know, with villages around them and things like that. Just to get out of town, man. We don't have that many places to go to.
I gotta be honest with you. If I could get the fuck out of Los Angeles for my birthday, I would be out.
Yeah.
Like if I really planned a trip, which I wish I did, I'd be out of here so fast. The last thing I want to do is be in the city for my birthday.
Right.
I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I really need a break soon.
No, I know. You haven't gone anywhere in a while.
No, since January.
Yeah.
Like, that was a long-ass fucking time ago. That was almost 5 months ago?
Yeah.
Like, that was a long time ago. And it was freezing where I went, so it wasn't like I went on a great, memorable trip.
Right.
I want to go somewhere where I'm, like, getting a tan.
Yeah. Well, you need to go to Hawaii. Find the right guys, you know, the ones with the Lamborghinis.
No. They'll take you there. Fuck the guys with the Lamborghinis. The guys with the Lamborghinis just want to have you to their penthouse and then have you sent home.
So who's going to take you to Hawaii then? What kind of a guy would take you to Hawaii?
A guy that loves me.
Okay.
But you know what I learned? So we had this chick on the podcast on Tuesday who she's into astrology.
Uh-huh.
And I told her I was a Taurus and she goes, Taurus can't stand peace. So anytime you get close to being in a relationship, you fuck it up because if it's good, you just predict that something bad is coming. And she was dead on.
Really?
That's literally what I do.
Oh.
Like something could be going so good.
Right.
And I find a way to fuck it up.
Really?
Yeah. And I know that about myself.
Yeah. Well, I've been told I do that too.
Yeah. Because you're a Taurus. But Taurus men and Taurus women are different. I guess Taurus men are known to be like really fucking terrible in relationships. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Maybe that's me. I don't know.
Yeah. But our most compatible sign, according to her, is Scorpios.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what, June?
November.
Oh, Cancer's June, I think.
No, Cancer's July.
July, I mean.
End of June, beginning of July, I think.
Right. I get confused. Okay. Yeah, Scorpio. Actually, I had a girlfriend that I'm still in touch with, although we're just friends. That's a Scorpio, November.
Yeah.
And I've known her for fucking 20 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than 30.
Well, according to her, Scorpios like fake romance. So they want, they like the idea of it and they like the drama of it, but they don't actually want to be in the relationship.
Oh, okay.
So they like the drama of it all,
right.
But they don't actually want to be with whoever it is they want to be with.
Right.
I'm like, does anyone have a normal sign? Like, are any of us ever going to be in relationships?
No,
or?
That's true. That's true. But you know what? Taurus also have a lot of positive things, you know, like we're
sensitive.
But not only that, but we're represented by Venus or something, right? Which is like love and and beauty and shit like that, you know? So, yeah, that's a pretty good sign. I like it. Like, I really believe in this shit, but, you know, what can I tell you?
I don't know if I do or I don't. Because she, like, basically told me that the most sign that I'm attracted to would be Aquarius, but we'd hate each other, and that was John.
Oh.
I was really attracted to them, but they're completely like emotionless.
Right.
Versus a Taurus who is completely full of emotion. Like we make emotions up.
Right. Well, I don't know who we get along with best, but I can tell
you. Taurus, other Taurus.
But the least is Aries, at least in my.
Aries, what month is
that's
that?
It's like March. And at least in my experience, March, April. It's
Pisces is April Aries, too, right?
I think Pisces is.
April 9th, because my best friend is a Pisces, and she's April 9th.
Okay, so before that, maybe there's Aries?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever dated someone whose birthday was in March.
Yeah. Is it March or?
I don't really get along with Libras, I can tell you that much.
I don't know, fucking up.
I don't fuck with Libras at all.
Yeah.
Every Libra I've ever known, I've hated.
Really?
Yep. I'm like, look at this motherfucker.
You know, but there are some true things about it, I guess. You know, like, people say
I'm gonna read our
like both my parents are Virgos, you know, and they're saying Virgo is like very
well. We get along with Virgos.
Yeah,
Taurus and Virgos are compatible.
Okay, so yeah. Good, you know, but they've always been neat and clean and order. Everything
Virgo?
Ordered. Yeah,
that's like
and
you though.
So yeah, but I mean, just think of having two parents that are fucking expecting you to be like that,
right?
You know? But it hasn't been hard. Just I love things. It's just maybe a little obsessive for me at this point, you know, when things look perfect and
I'm gonna do personality traits
in place. Yeah,
personality traits for Taurus, and you right. can tell me. I'm gonna do male first, so this is gonna be you.
Now remind everybody when your birthday is.
May 18th.
Okay,
which
cool.
is next Saturday.
All right.
Okay, so let's go back. This is Taurus. This is 7 Taurus traits. We can both see if we have any of these.
Okay.
You have a reputation for being stubborn. Absolutely.
That's the stereotype.
Yeah. But no, I am stubborn.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Treating yourself is a lifestyle, not a hobby.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I mean.
You're not usually emotional, but when you are, it's all drama. I feel like I'm overly emotional all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, okay.
Because it's basically saying we're never emotional. I don't believe
that. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Say it again.
You're not usually emotional, but when you are, it's all drama.
Oh, okay.
But it is drama, but I'm emotional all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Your approach to friendship is quality over quantity. Facts. Because you and me both have no friends.
Right.
Or little to none. Some call it being a control freak. You call it extreme independence.
Control freak, but you know, I've seen worse control freaks than me.
Being determined means you can come across as argumentative. Facts.
Right.
Yep. You're extremely charming and personable when you feel like it. Yeah, when we feel
but
like it. Did
this apply to everybody?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like everyone kind of has the same Taurus most compatible sign. Let's see. Who are most compatible with.
Okay, that may be one.
Cancer, Virgo, Capricorn, Pisces, and the least are Leo and Aquarius.
Mm. Okay, I don't know anybody.
I feel like anytime I meet, and I said this when the girl was on the show, if I'm like out and it's like a new group of friends and someone says, so like, what's your sign? I'm like, shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
What the fuck? Who cares?
Like, who fucking cares what my sign is? Do you fuck with me or not?
Right.
Like, who cares what
for
my birthday
people,
is?
Some people, it's important.
Yeah.
You know?
They, like, literally won't even, if you're, like, there's some people that are so into astrology that if you say you're a sign that's supposed to be, like, their worst enemy, they're like, never speaking to her again.
Whoa.
She's a Leo.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Ooh, get away from me.
Yeah, that. It's bizarre to me. I don't understand it.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy Joel is celebrating 70 on Thursday. So that's today. And 70 years old.
It's Thursday?
Man. Yeah, today's Thursday.
Oh,
right?
Shit, I work today.
Yeah, you didn't even remember? Okay. But at any rate, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, Howard Stern is 65.
Mm-hmm.
And all his hair is black, right?
He's
even
awesome.
Though you see whiskers mm-hmm. with gray and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I posted this today on the group, on the Howard Stern group.
Yeah.
If you want to get a lot of responses and a lot of likes, post there. I mean, people will like, and they'll always find ways to bully you or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you write.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, of all I've seen, probably 80 comments already.
Right.
I haven't really seen anything bad. So maybe I'll get away with this. But what I wrote is, there's no way Howard's hair can, is not gray at 65. What's his secret?
Right.
And people are like, yeah,
hair
I'm dying and
yeah.
all this stuff. But he kept denying this. He keeps denying that he does. So I don't know what's going
on. No, he's lying.
Know? But he comes clean about lying when he said, I guess they reported yesterday, his book is coming out, right?
Right.
And they reported yesterday in advance that in the book, the secret that has been that he's been teasing about not having told us all these years, apparently he thought he had cancer, you know, and shit like that. So he freaked out. They found something on him and stuff. So.
Like skin cancer?
But I don't know what kind of cancer it was, but the problem is that people didn't. One time he missed a whole day of show and never explained why he didn't show up, you know. And apparently that was when this was happening. But That's a secret. I don't know. But the problem still remains for me, how he keeps his hair fucking black. And
that's
I wanna
scary.
Know that.
That must be scary, going yeah. through that. Like, yeah. Scare like
Can
that.
Can you imagine thinking you're going to die?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. How many things go through your mind in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
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 All right, folks, we're out of time. Tomorrow we will have a guest. It'll be my birthday also, so I guarantee to be in a good mood.
Right.
And you'll be tired because you have to work.
Yep, I'm closing.
We can predict that already for tomorrow.
Yep.
But whatever. Thank you all for listening, folks. And see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.